101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:24. Good morning. 46 degrees in downtown Wadena. And we are talking with Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. She's joining us live in studio as she does on the first Thursday of every month. Hey, Kim, great to see you again.
Good morning.
So, a busy time of year for 4-H over the month of August. You guys were down at the state fair. You talked early last month about the process of getting ready and preparing, but what's it like to be down there and get to experience all that?
Oh, it's amazing. I go down the week before and I bring all the exhibits down and I watch the setup process, and it's just a lot of labor. It's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that goes into setting up all the thousands of exhibits. And then yesterday I went down and picked up all of our exhibits. So they're there the whole length of the fair. And again, watching the process in reverse. We're so grateful for all of the volunteers and all the workers down at the state fair who make this possible for our kids.
And off the top of your head, I'm putting you in the spot here. How many kids didn't end up going down to the state fair, and what was it like getting to see them kind of showcase everything?
Well, we had 33 registered, and I think we had 30 ended up exhibiting. Two young ladies did earn purple ribbons on their exhibits, which is very, very rare. It's a huge accomplishment for these girls, and we had some great showings during the livestock weekend. That's the first weekend of the fair. Hot, 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 but yeah. They made it through, and they took care of their animals, and everyone was okay. And I'm just so impressed. We had some brand new 4-H'ers who got to go down there and experience the state fair for the first time. Did a great job. We're very amazed that they walked away with blue ribbons, but almost all of our young people did, because it's about the process and it's about what you learn. It's not necessarily the end product.
Yeah, and what was it like getting to see those kids, like you said, earn those ribbons, and especially for those first-timers, was it kind of like a starstruck moment for them, or did they kind of handle it pretty well being down at that big stage?
For the first-timers, it was a bit hectic and a bit stressful on the parents, and I have to apologize to the one mom. She had to run from one end of the state fair to the other to get to her kids judging on time, and that was a little bit of a miscommunication, but they handled it with grace, and almost all of the parents went with the kids, and I'm like a proud mom sitting here with all of my 30 kids who went there, and I'm so happy for all of them.
Awesome, awesome. And you talked about the networking opportunity that it is to be down there and talk with other 4-H'ers from across the state, getting to represent Wadena County. What's that process like, and how rewarding is that for those kids and for you?
It's, like I said, it's just amazing. The kids, the actual judging process is very brief, but then they get to look at all the other exhibits. I take hundreds of pictures when I'm down there for ideas for our young people. They get to network with other 4-H'ers. If they stay at the 4-H building for the 3-day event, they get to meet other kids. They get to have dinner together. They get to hang out. They can participate in other showcases. Like, I was a judge for chef for a day down there, and the young people learn about cooking and basic knife skills, and then they prepare a recipe. And I got to taste some very interesting foods, and some a little overseasoned and some a little under, but it's just another experience that they can do, because it's a life skill they're going to need.
Exactly. And that's the most important part, is developing those life skills. And you talked a lot about that over the last year, Kim. And now, as you get ready to kind of wrap up the 4-H year, like we were just talking off air, your calendar year for 4-H kind of ends at the end of this month. So what is the process like for the end of this month? What do you have going on in Wadena County 4-H for September?
So we're doing kind of our, like, if you're thinking on a sports theme, it would be our end of the season tournaments or whatever. We've got the state shoot coming up this Saturday in Alexandria. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but I work on Saturday, and we're sending 29 young people down there.
Wow.
We have the state horse show coming up next weekend, and we're sending 8 young people. We have the state dog show the following weekend, I believe, and we're sending 6 young people. There's also a Northeast Livestock Show, where it gives a young people showing livestock another opportunity, and that's over in Little Falls, and that'll be the end of the month. And then our year ends September 30th, so we re-enroll all of our young people starting October 1st, and all of our leaders, we get them recertified. We do an end-of-the-year banquet, and then we work on, we've got a couple things in the works for our very young 4-H'ers and our older 4-H'ers. And I'm really excited, and I'll share more about that next month.
Awesome. And so, Kim, I guess with the end of the 4-H season this year, what's your message to the people who have been listening to either kids or parents who are looking to get their kids enrolled, or maybe adults who are looking to volunteer? What's your message to them about potentially joining for the next year?
Oh, reach out to me. We've got a Facebook page. It's University of Minnesota Extension - Wadena County 4-H. You can come see me. I work in the highway department on the south side of the building. Call me, 218-631-7623. Find me somewhere. I'm pretty easy to spot.
All right. Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. She joins us on the first Thursday of every month. And Kim, you got one more thing you want to add?
Yes. I'm so sorry. I did want to mention on the air that we have partnered with the Wadena Whirlaways Square Dancing Club. And come to the 4-H building starting this coming Monday night from 7 to 9 and learn how to square dance. And all 4-H members get to try for free.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Kim Daly, Wadena County 4-H, joins us on the first Thursday of every month. If you missed any part of this interview, you can find it on our website, wadenaradio.com. Kim, thanks so much for joining us here today. Have a great rest of your month. Congrats on a great season, and we'll talk to you again next month. So there you go. It is